1260 to Pledge News Time, now 1:55. We're 5 minutes away from Dave Ramsey, and Dave Ramsey listeners always looking for ways to cut the budget down a little bit. One of the great ways that we're trying to introduce you to is savingsangel.com. Josh Elledge, you are the grocery guru, basically, and helping us cut our grocery bills. And one of the cool things about savingsangel.com is that one of your missions is to get people to start building up a supply of food and goods so that you're not going out and buying it as you need it, but it's there when you need it.
That is the most important element to being able to save money. And it really, when you look at ways that you can trim your budget, I mean, you can cut out the extra expenses, but this is probably the way that you can make the biggest impact on your budget as quickly as possible. And your grocery bill, if you're spending $300-$500 a month, you really need to take a serious look at how you are taking, how you're spending that money, because with a little bit of effort, you can easily cut that in half. Easily.
The big paradigm shift is, instead of buying what you need this week, you buy what's on sale this week and save it for when you will need it.
Yeah, exactly. You're good. You got this down. Yeah. It's like walking into a used car lot. If you're just walking in with a shopping list of things you need, that's like walking onto a used car lot saying, I need this, here's my cash, or here's my credit card, I'm buying it today, and you're gonna get hosed.
Yeah, you are.
And so you need to walk into the grocery store on your terms, saying, I've already done the research, I know what your best deals are, this is what I'm willing to pay for your best deals. And you know methodically how to get those best deals because you've just logged into the website and it explains everything.
Now, this means you're often buying in bulk or buying things that you don't need this week. You need to fill up a pantry in order to work this plan effectively.
Yeah, exactly. And this week is a perfect week. For example, Meijer has canned vegetables. They're 4 for 88 cents.
I saw this yesterday. I was at the grocery store and I thought about you when I saw this.
Thank you.
Josh would tell me to buy a whole skid of these things.
Yes, you should. And I want you to think about this now, because, again, at 22 cents a can, that is the lowest price you're going to find it. Okay?
Yeah.
So buy many, 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 many cans so that you can load. It's the easiest item to store. Canned vegetables, you could store them about anywhere, under beds, in basements, in the garage, even if you have to. It's an easy item, 22 cents. But I want you to think about this. For $22, you can get 100 cans of vegetables. Now, think about this, though. Let's say it's your church. Let's say you've got 20 people that all do this. And they say, hey, we're all just going to chip in $22. Go get 100 cans of vegetables. I'll give it to the, we're all going to give it to the church. If 20 people did that times 100 cans, that's 2,000 cans of vegetables at your church. That's huge.
And that's what I like about your plan, too. It's not just about saving money for you, but when you save that money or you save up and you bulk up on the goods, you're ready to give it away. If you're going to the store every week buying what you need every week, you don't have the goods on the shelf to give away when people need it. You don't have the cash to give away when someone needs it.
We teach people how to fill their cups so that they can fill the cups of others. This is
how
hunger ends. You have to be able to have enough to give. And it is so easy to get just massive amounts of surplus when you have all the information, rather than just guessing or thumbing through the newspaper and just trying to guess what the best deals are. Because a lot of these items right here, a lot of these have coupons, but you don't know where they're at, or I may not know where they're at, so it's nice to be able to log in and instantly know where, and be able to rank, all 300 items in this circular in order, the best deal to the worst deal.
And the other thing that you do, you find a coupon, but you also find the sale and you match it together,
and then
you tell the people on the website.
And within this ad right here, there are deals that go as high as 100% off. They're free items in this ad. And then there are some items that they advertise that are 0% off. But you don't really know what those are.
It's a nice picture.
Yeah, exactly.
So it must be on sale.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great if they just, they listed them in order, but they're not going to. So That's our job.
So savingsangel.com, you're going to find the link on our website and get information and get some tips on grocery shopping right from Josh. Josh, we'll talk to you again next week, and check out the website, savingsangel.com.